Coming in next is Tim White from the Missouri State University Department of Media, Journalism, and Film. And once again, Springfield is, or specifically the MSU campus, is hosting the Manhattan Short Film Festival here in Springfield. They kind of surprised me that the Joplin Public Library also has been hosting their Manhattan Short location this year, too, I guess for the first time.
The first time, right. Yeah. And the Jefferson County Library is also doing it for the first time. So we're no longer the only location in Missouri. But we're the best location.
There you go. And it's... Well, it's good to see more and more locations opening up. That gives more and more people the opportunity to see these innovative, groundbreaking short films that come up every year for competition in this film festival. People may not be familiar. Tell people about the Manhattan Short Film Festival, what it's all about.
Well, this is the, I think the 21st, 22nd installment of it, annual festival. Essentially what happens is that people from all over the world send short films to the Manhattan Short Film Festival Committee, and this year they had 1,250 entries, and they whittled that down to
70 countries,
from 70 countries, yeah. Right. They whittle it down to 10 finalists, and what they do is that they show these films for about 10 days or so all over the world. And when people watch the films, they then vote on the best film and their favorite actor. These are sent back to New York, and then the winners will be announced. So it's the audience choose the winners.
It's people's choice, basically.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And so the winners will be announced on Monday, October 7th at 9 o'clock Central Time. And I will put those winners on the Media, Journalism, and Film Facebook page, so people can see it there, or else they can go directly to the Manhattan Short Film Festival website and check those out.
Now, these final 10 this year hail from 7 countries. There are films from France, Iran, Canada, Finland, and Germany, alongside 2 American films from the USA, and there are a record 3 films from the UK this year.
That's right, yes. And actually, one of those is my favorite. But I'm not going to prejudice people
you're not going to tell what it is.
Right.
The final 10 are directed by women too. So that's
progress.
It's been this has always kind of been a showcase for female directors.
Right. Yeah. I mean, personally, I would like them to. I wish we had more participation from Asia and from South America. But it's growing every year, get more and more countries involved in it.
Now, are these professional filmmakers exclusively or?
Some are.
Okay.
Often what happens is that what people are trying to do is to make films that they can try to sell the idea to make a feature film. I mean, some of them obviously are not. This is just what they wanted to do. But some of them would like to expand these into feature films.
And there's a huge range, too, of genres.
Right. One of the things that's a little bit different, though, I think this year is that there's a little bit more serious this year, a little bit more, a few more dramas.
Mm-hmm.
Often there are more there are some that are kind of funny, some comedies. But overall, there's more drama than we've had in the past.
There's even a short film focusing on tennis this
right,
time.
Right, yeah. And it's it'll fool people. They'll think they'll know what's going to happen, and it's different.
Now, these 10 short films are all Oscar qualified?
Right. Yeah, they're automatically qualified for Oscars. they're not always all nominated, but
right.
they often are, and sometimes they win.
And again, the winner will be announced at ManhattanShort.com on Monday, October 7th. This will be in the morning, I guess, when they do the announcement.
Yeah.
And as soon as you see that, you'll put it up on the MSU Media Journalism and Film Facebook page.
And also the evening of the tomorrow evening, I will put the winners of the Springfield viewing on our Facebook page as well.
Now, this is the showing here in Springfield is in the Plaster Student Union Theater here on the Missouri State University campus tomorrow evening, starting at 7, probably about 2 hours, something like that.
The program itself is about 2.5 hours, okay. But that includes an intermission. And doors open at 6:30.
Right.
So
tickets are there are tickets for this this showing, but that's because you're raising money for scholarships for the MSU digital film production students.
That's right.
So it's $10 admission.
And all the $10, all of it goes to the scholarship fund.
Well, if you want information, you can contact Tim at trwhite@missouristate.edu or call the Department of Media Journalism and Film at 836-5218. The final 10 out of 1,250 submissions from around the world to the Manhattan Short Film Festival Committee, their panel of experts whittled that down to the 10 final films that are being shown in some 400 venues all over the world,
right.
Three of them here in Missouri, and MSU's Plaster Student Union Theater is one of them, once again.
Mm-hmm. And everybody should come. It's for a great cause. And people always really, really enjoy these films. We've had people coming back for over 10 years to see these
now,
films.
Now, how many years has MSU been involved with it?
Well, I've been here 15 years. And it's all 15 years that I've been here. And I think it was going on before
you got here
as well.
Well, that's the Manhattan Short Film Festival. 10 finalists. You get to be the judge of best film and best actor. You'll have things passed out for you to fill out after the films are done. Tomorrow night, starting at 7 in Plaster Student Union Theater on the MSU campus. And the $10 admission, all proceeds go to digital film production scholarships here at MSU. Tim, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.